Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Kim Davis case presents one of first impression for court review. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, this all started in 2015 when Kim Davis, former Rowan County, Kentucky clerk, refused to sign a same-sex marriage license, which was against her religious beliefs. She is a Christian and could not do that. And as a result, it's been one thing after another against this faithful woman.
Yeah, so we have now filed this case at the Court of Appeals. I argued it. Now the Court of Appeals released its decision in the case, affirming the lower court judgment regarding a verdict against Kim Davis of $50,000 for each plaintiff for a total of $100,000 for the Ermolds, David Ermold and David Moore, for so-called emotional distress based on hurt feelings. And then the judge tacked on another $260,000 of attorney's fees and costs, which, by the way, that would continue to increase as the litigation goes if we do not win this case. So it's at least $360,000 against Kim Davis individually, personally, not against the government, not against the county, not against Kentucky, but against Kim Davis in her personal individual capacity.
But how can you base a legal decision on hurt feelings?
Well, that's a real problem. You know, on that particular issue, we asked for the High Court, or the Court of Appeals, I should say. On this particular situation, we asked for the Court of Appeals to overturn this verdict for several reasons. One, because there's no basis for the jury award. On that particular situation, the judges said, yes, it is speculative, but they're going to allow the jury award to stand. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot of other cases that the same Court of Appeals has overturned jury awards that are even less speculative than this one.
Wow.
What you have here are David Ermold, David Moore. They come to the court. They present no expert. They present no calculation of damages. They have no out-of-pocket expenses, no counseling. They have been no lost wages. They have zero damages. And they say, well, they want $50,000 apiece. When asked on the stand, where did you calculate that? How did you come to that conclusion? What's the basis for it? They say, we don't know. We don't know.
And, you know, this was such an unusual situation, too. You had two juries listening, two different cases, because you had two same-sex couples that sued her, listening to the same evidence at the same time. The first jury awarded zero damages, and the second jury awarded $50,000 in damage to both of them.
Yeah, and there's no basis.
No evidence. No
for
nothing.
For calculating it. How do they
hurt
come
feelings.
To $50,000? And they base it solely upon the fact that they have hurt feelings at the time that they came intentionally to intimidate her, and they were denied a marriage license. And in fact, Kim Davis was not granting any marriage license to anybody until the issue of her religious accommodation was addressed by the courts and by the state of Kentucky, which, by the way, several months later, she did get religious accommodation. And then the legislature granted religious accommodation or accommodation to all the clerks. So she got the relief that she wanted, take her name off the certificate so that she's not affirming a same-sex marriage that violates her religious beliefs. That is the remedy that she ultimately got. Mm-hmm. So the real question is just during this short little interim, Friday before noon is when the case came down at the end of June 2015 from the Supreme Court 5-4 opinion. She goes to work on Monday. What is she supposed to do? She stops issuing all licenses. She asks for clarification and accommodation to get her name removed off the certificate. So in Kentucky, you're not just a clerk like you're filing paperwork. You are the authority who issues the license. She just wanted her name off the license. That's all. Very simple. And they file suit because they didn't get it right away. They eventually got it within several weeks. They could have gotten it from anybody, frankly, in the state of Kentucky. They could have come right back into the Rowan County and had their ceremony. But no, they wanted Kim Davis's name.
And I believe they got it at a closer office too, right?
Yeah, they could have gotten it. There was an office that David Ermold would pass every day when he would go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And he refused to stop to get one there, which he could have gotten one. So we asked them to overturn that. They upheld that, which I think is inexplicable except for the context of this being same-sex marriage issue. Any other situation, I think it would have been overturned. But beyond that, we asked that Kim Davis have First Amendment as a defense, First Amendment free exercise as a defense. So when you have a lawsuit, for example, this case started off as the plaintiffs filing suit against Kim Davis in her official capacity, meaning she's a figurehead, her name's on the pleading, but it's really against the state and or the county. It's not against Kim personally. And then as the litigation went on, they did not win that part of it, so now they want to go after her individually. They come after her individually by saying, well, when the Supreme Court issued its 5-4 opinion on Friday, the law was, quote, clearly established, and therefore she had no choice but to give marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And by not doing it, she stepped outside of her governmental immunity shield, and now she's standing naked, if you will, to have the lawsuit against her personally. And so that's a whole debate in and of itself. The case involving the same-sex marriage opinion, Obergefell, that particular case does not have specifics. It doesn't say that you have a right to get a marriage license from a particular person. In fact, in Kentucky, Kim Davis's actions are totally governed by state law. And the president of the Senate actually wrote a brief in our favor saying Kim Davis was essentially paralyzed because when the court made its decision on that Friday, it shredded the marriage laws, and Kentucky legislature needed to come back and address it. And until the Kentucky legislature acted, Kim Davis was not able to do anything. And in fact, if she gave a license to someone not authorized in the statute, she could be criminally charged. So the question here is, you come after someone, and now you want to go after them in their individual capacity. And you're raising an issue that involves solely speech based upon, quote, emotional distress for hurt feelings. That my emotions were distressed because you hurt my feelings. Not that you punched me, not that you defrauded me, not that you stole from me, not that you harmed me personally, physically. Not that I have any calculated damages, I just have hurt feelings. That's pure speech. And in that situation, when you're coming after someone in their individual capacity, and you're saying that the damages should be against that person for emotional distress based upon hurt feelings, and I want the damages against that person personally, then that individual, just like any other individual, ought to be able to raise the First Amendment as a defense.
You know, it's interesting, in the Sixth Circuit decision, Judge Chad Riedler noted in his concurring opinion, he said, right or wrong, Obergefell is the law of the land. However, this judge acknowledged the legal precedents on the matter are not entirely settled and that public employees like Davis still retain some First Amendment protections. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to pursue the full Sixth Circuit and possibly to the Supreme Court with this case.
Yeah, so the court clearly said that this case is one of, quote, first impression, close quote, meaning that they had no precedent before them to guide them one way or another. There was not precedent from the Sixth Circuit. There was not precedent from the Supreme Court of the United States. There is precedent, for example, where if you have a private against a private, so for example, in the Phelps versus Snyder case, the church at Westboro Baptist, that particular church was sued for emotional distress when it picketed a funeral of a military person. Horrible situation. We actually wrote a brief in the case arguing the First Amendment should be a defense, distancing ourselves from that particular Westboro Baptist church because what they did was very offensive and frankly wrong, but they had a First Amendment right. And so the court of the United States Supreme Court ruled that the damages against the church could not stand because the church is protected by the First Amendment as a defense, even though it was a private actor suing a private defendant. Here, the question here is a private actor, Ermold and Moore, suing someone in their personal capacity because they've stripped her of all governmental immunity protection. She should have the same First Amendment protection. That's the argument. That's a case of first impression. And that case, we're asking, as you mentioned, the entire Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to reconsider. And then after that, the United States Supreme Court. Continue to pray for this case because it's a major case that could impact the future of our country. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.